That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. You've heard me say this, friends. When acid indigestion makes you miserable, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Well, that's something to remember, especially these summer days, because it's so easy to overeat when the meal consists of salads and light summer fare. Yes, we sometimes eat more than we should just because we feel the food is not heavy. But maybe you found out the result of overeating can often be the same, acid indigestion. And you'll never know what fast, welcome relief can be yours until you try Alka-Seltzer for this common discomfort. Yes, Alka-Seltzer helps reduce excess gastric acidity and relieve the distress of acid indigestion quickly, pleasantly, and most effectively. Now, once you've tried Alka-Seltzer for the discomfort caused by an acid-upset stomach, we know you'll never be without it. Yes, you, like thousands of others, will depend on Alka-Seltzer for fast, effective relief. And you couldn't make a better choice. Make it a point to keep two packages on hand at your house all of the time. Then, when those tablets get down to four, with that extra package, you'll have some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still trying to dispose of all his property and possessions in compliance with the Donnellys' will. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store discussing an important business deal with Cedric Weehunt. Listen.
No, Mom, I don't much believe I want to buy none of them.
Cedric, hardly. You mean you won't give me a dollar for a $5 bill?
No, Mom, I don't much believe I will.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Will you give me 50 cents for it?
No, Mom, I just don't want to get in no trouble of no kind, Mr. Abner.
You ain't going to get in no trouble. If I want to sell $5 bills for 50 cents, it's my own business.
Yes, Mom, I reckon so.
Wait a minute, Cedric. You don't think this is counterfeit money, do you?
Well, I don't know. I ain't never seen no real counterfeit money.
Well, the money's all right, Cedric. I could go spend it myself if I wanted to.
Well, that's just it. If it's good money like you say it is, what are you so terrible anxious to get set of it for?
Well, I've got my reasons. It's something I can't tell you right now, but you're passing up a chance to make yourself some mighty easy money, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but, well, I'd just as lief you sold it to somebody else, I think.
Cedric, you ought to be bored for the simple.
Well, Mr. Grandpappy Spears said you was trying to sell him some of it yesterday, but he was too smart for you.
Oh, so he's the one that's told everybody not to buy none of it, huh?
Well, I don't know, but he told me. Said the fella that bought it was just as guilty as the one that sold it. Says somebody's liable to end up in the penitentiary over it, too.
Son, to goodness, I give up.
Here comes Mr. Lum. Maybe you can work some of it off on him.
No, I can't sell it to him.
Why, does he know it's counterfeit money?
Cedric, I told you it ain't counterfeit.
Yes, Ma. Oh, Mr. Abner, do you want me to help you to try to sell Mr. Lum some of it?
No, you better just run on home, Cedric. I want to talk to Lum on business. He's in with me on this. He knows why I'm trying to get rid of it.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'm just awful sorry I can't help you out, Mr. Abner, but I just don't feel like buying none of it.
Well, that's all right, Cedric.
Well, I'll see you later, Mr. Abner.
All right.
Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good, I think.
Yeah, come on back here, Lum. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, all right, Abner.
Well, so long.
So long,
so
Cedric.
So long, Cedric.
Lum, this thing ain't going to work.
What ain't gonna work?
I can't get shut of nothing. That letter says I've got to be flat broke by September the 1st, and I've been trying to swap off stuff all week, and the only thing I've got shut of so far is one turning plow, and I had to take in an incubator for that.
Have you sold any of the $5 bills?
No, sir. Ain't sold a one. It's the outcappingest thing I ever heard of.
Hmm.
How can fellers be so dumb? Everybody's afeard to buy 'em, feared their counterfeit.
Did you try Cedric?
I sat here and argued with him for a half hour trying to talk him into buying some of them, and he wouldn't do it.
Well, son, thank goodness.
Sure, folks beats their brains out trying to make a little money, and when I try to give it to them, why, it scares them half to death.
It sure looks that way. I don't know what to tell you to do. You better get busy doing something, though, September the 1st. Granny said just leaves you a month.
Yeah, Lum, don't remind me. That's all I've been thinking about. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look on the yonder.
It's Squire Skimp, ain't it?
Yeah. Hey, who's that girl in the yellow dress he's talking to?
I don't know. Pretty, ain't she?
Pretty as a speckled pup under a brand new wagon. That may be Al Finley's niece from Little Rock. I heard she was here visiting. Now, when Squire comes in here, Lum...
Well, the Lyons boy stand there talking to her, ain't he?
Yeah. Oh, you can depend on him when there's a new girl in town. He's a go with that feller. I wish that squire'd come on in here. I believe there's a feller I could deal with.
Yeah, I thought that at first. If you're going to try to give somebody the best of these trades, you'd be better to give it to some of your friends. But if they're all afraid to trade with you, you might just as well swap with Squire.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's coming in here. Yeah. I just happened to think, Lum, he was trying to swap me out of my house one time. Might be that he's still interested in me.
Yeah, see if you can't work out some kind of a deal with him.
Doggett, I hope I can.
Maybe I better get out so you fellas can talk better.
No, you stay here and I want you to help me try to trade with him.
All right, you be careful.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yeah, how are you today, Squire?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Come on back and sit down, Squire.
Yeah, I want to talk business with you, Squire.
Yeah.
Well, fine. What have you got on your mind, Abner?
Well, sit down, Squire.
Yeah, take this chair, Squire. Scat, get out of here, Geraldine.
Yes, thank you, Lum.
Look out, Squire. You're going to set on one of your kittens.
Oh, for goodness sakes alive.
Yeah, get back in the feed room.
Yeah, take them kittens back there where they belong. Yeah, that's just sit down and make yourself comfortable, Squire. While back, Squire, you was trying to deal me out of that home place of mine over there, recollect?
Yes, I'd still like to have that place too, Abner.
Well, I'm in a notion of getting shut of it, I believe. That is, if I can get the right kind of a deal I am.
Mm-hmm. What are you holding it at?
Well, I don't want to sell it. I want to swap it for something.
Yeah, have you got any property around you'd like to get shut of, Squire?
Well, I don't know. I've got property, yes, Lum, but I don't know that I've got any I'm real anxious to get rid of. What kind of property was you looking for, Abner?
Oh, anything at all. I don't care.
Yeah, something that you ain't making nothing out of.
Well, I've got 20 acres in Caddo Parish, Louisiana. I guess I would part with it. While it isn't bringing me in any income right now, it could be made very productive.
Well, that don't sound like what I want, then.
No, you say it could be made very productive, huh?
Yes, properly handled, that piece of property ought to make a man a lot of money.
Well, that's what I'd have feared of. What else have you got?
Well, I tell you, something you might be interested in, Abner. I've got a building in there at the county seat I would trade.
A building?
It sits there on the left of the road just as you drive into town. A two-story frame building. I know you've seen it.
Left of the road?
Yeah, I think I know where it's at. That stands there by itself, vacant.
Well, yes, it's vacant now, Abner. It could be rented, though. That building could be bringing in, $150 a month without any trouble at all.
Oh, well, that won't do then, no.
Well, now, just a minute. I might be a little too conservative, you know. I'm prone to be that way. You could probably get more than that for it.
Well, that's worse than ever. Worse than ever? What in the world's the matter with you, Abner?
Yeah, you see, Squire, it's sort of hard to explain, but Abner don't want to trade for nothing that's worth very much.
What do you mean, Lum?
Well, he just don't want no high-priced property. Too hard to get shut of.
Well, now, Abner, if you think I'm going to give you a lot of boots your own, I haven't got the cash.
He don't want no boots. If that building you was talking about was worth about half what you say it is, I'd say for Abner to trade.
Half? Or what? Great Scott, Lum, I don't understand this at all.
Well, natural you wouldn't, Squire, but Abner's trying to trade his place for as sorry a piece of property as he can get for it. And don't ask us why. He just is, and that's that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that you mention it, Lum, that building might be all right for Abner after all. Not if it rent for $200 a month, it wouldn't.
Well, you know, I might have exaggerated that a little. I suppose we're all prone to do that now and then, you know. You know, I told you it sets way out there by itself. Chances are you never have an opportunity to rent it to anybody.
Well, good.
You know, men, that was the worst skinning I ever got in my life when I traded for that thing.
It was, huh?
Oh, you bet it was, and that is the truth. I haven't been able to sell that thing at any price at all. Just too far out of the way.
Yeah, it's out of the way if it's the place I'm thinking about.
Well, it is, Abner. Yes, if you're looking for a bad investment, you can't go wrong on that property.
Hey, Granny Squire, you can make a building sound better and then worse than anybody I ever seen in my life.
Thank you, Lum.
All right, Doggett, I'll take it. I'll trade you my place even for it. House and 80 acres of ground.
All right, it's a deal.
Good for you, Abner.
Now, there's one little item I forgot to call to your attention, Abner. I just recently paid the taxes and the insurance on that for a year. Of course, I'd expect to be reimbursed for that.
Expect to be what for it?
He means that you'll have to pay him back for that. But that's good.
Oh, yeah, I'll be glad to. How much was it, Squire?
Well, the taxes were $40.
$40? Is that all the taxes is on that place?
Yes, it's assessed at $700. But I've got it insured for $1,500. Now, that's $55 a year, I believe that cost me. That'd be $95 altogether.
Well, good. I'll give you a check for it.
Well, don't pay him now. Wait till you get the deed straightened up.
Well, that won't take any time at all. I'll have him over here tomorrow.
All right, but I dog is this a deal now, Squire?
Oh, yeah, it's a trade.
Well, you're a witness to this transaction, Lum, and I expect you to go through with the deal too, Abner.
Yeah, it's a trade.
Well, I'm warning you, I'm getting the best of you.
I know it. I know what I'm doing.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and I'll be over tomorrow with the deed.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Don't you worry. He ain't going to back out, Squire.
No. So long, Squire. Much obliged.
Yeah, glad you come over.
Yes, I just hope I'm not dreaming. So long.
Well, you ain't.
Right, doggies, I sure put one over on him.
Well, Abner, I suppose that's all in how you look at it, isn't it?